Silence is a hallmark of prayer in many religious traditions. It carries with it a certain awe, as if maintaining extended periods of silence were supernatural in itself. But in reality, it is part of the human life's natural commute from solitude to encounter. Silence creates a separation that allows one to move away from an external focus on human activity and enter more fully into an interior dialogue. The experience of silence is that the human spirit begins naturally to rise toward God or go deeper inward where God dwells within us. Especially when we enter into peaceful, beautiful, holy places that feel safe, our hearts can settle and naturally rise in openness to the divine and can swell with gratitude for our lives. Footnote: we can understand why the General Instruction for the Roman Missal, or GIRM, would emphasize the importance of the beauty of the church building right after indicating the importance of the active participation of the faithful in it. The GIRM states, quote, "Therefore, churches or other places should be suitable for carrying out the sacred action and for ensuring the active participation of the faithful. Moreover, sacred buildings and requisites for divine worship should be truly worthy and beautiful and be signs and symbols of heavenly realities." End quote. End footnote. Trying to experience silence can be harder when the environment is chaotic, disorganized, ugly, or marred by a history of violence. Likewise, when events trigger something in us and our nervous systems move into a state of hyper-arousal, fight or flight, because of a real or perceived aggressor, it is impossible to settle into silence. In that case, we hear only the pounding of our own hearts until we can recover a sense of safety and are able to ground ourselves. Footnote: for more on trauma and grounding, see Bessel A. van der Kolk's book, The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma, published by Penguin Books, 2015. End footnote. At times, we avoid silence because, in this interior movement, it can become evident where our attachments lie. When the external occupations cease, thoughts and feelings begin to rise within. These can point to places of pain in our hearts, and the pain can begin to resurface. The thoughts that come up might repeat painful phrases or try to work through difficult and confusing interactions. The less self-reflection we make time for, the more difficult it is for us to track what is happening in our minds and bodies. The Lament of St. Augustine captures this, quote, "Late have I loved thee, O beauty so ancient and so new, late have I loved thee, and behold, thou wert within and I was without. I was looking for thee out there, and I threw myself, deformed as I was, upon those well-formed things which thou hast made. Thou wert with me, yet I was not with thee. These things held me far from thee." End quote. St. Augustine found himself unable to enter inside himself in silence to meet God within him and continued pushing to the exterior to find God in places that were within his control. Silence can make us feel out of control, as we may face our uncontrollable restlessness or our guilty consciences when we enter into silence. Entering into silence can feel like a stripping away of comforts in a way that confronts us with reality. We face our existential contingency. We cannot sustain ourselves in being by our own power, and the otherness of all things. At the same time, with faith, this can help us to realize that we are willed into being by another, meaning that our lives are a gift, and all other things that exist also have the quality of a gift. We do not have to control them or create them, but only receive them from the fullness of God.